Your Honor, we the jury find the defendant Sweet Tango Apples guilty on all counts of being the crispiest, sweetest, zestiest, most delicious tasting apple you can buy.
Order! Order in this courtroom! Bailiff, come back here. Where are you going?
I'm going with them. I want some Sweet Tango Apples too.
You love a great mystery, but not in the produce aisle. Be sure to reach for Sweet Tango, the most delicious tasting apple money can buy. Investigate where you can get yours at sweettango.com.
Welcome to Cosmic Channels. Open minds on cosmic lines. To call in to future episodes, the number is 1-833-703-0424. The show is recorded live the second and fourth Sunday of every month. Please subscribe to Alien Theorists Theorizing on YouTube to watch it live, or patreon.com/alientheoristspodcast to watch on demand. The cosmic channels are open.
Woo,
I'm Braden.
You have tonight, you have the Majority Shareholders Association taking over Cosmic Channels. Dan is in his quarantine hotel, safe and sound in Bangkok, Thailand. And Andrew is, he has other obligations tonight. He cannot make it. You like my new background? I'm doing this strictly for tax reasons. CRA, I use the entirety of the room.
The full square footage.
The full square footage of the room is used as a home office.
And now you have proof.
Now I have proof. For audit reasons. I was doing taxes all day and I was like, oh God, I don't have time to get the green screen set back up. It's dangling there. But I was like, oh, you know what? I got the lights. I can make this. I can work with this. And you got little me up in the corner there. Look at that little head. That was sent. But you know the drill, 1-833-703-0424.
Boom.
We want all your stories.
Just like that. Got our first caller. Hello, Cosmic Channels.
Hey, what's going on?
What's cracking?
So Dan actually moved back to Thailand?
Dan has relocated.
Yeah, he did.
Damn, that's wild.
He's been wanting to go back, obviously, for 2 years, but the pandemic.
Basically, since COVID began.
But that's awesome.
He'll still be
around. Congratulations for him.
Yeah, he'll still be around, though. He's not going anywhere.
Oh, I hope not. But so, I called you guys a couple weeks ago after the Super Bowl. I was from Cincinnati. I was saying that it was rigged and all that, but I figured I would call in. I had to freak out. A ghost story this time, actually.
Perfect.
Hell yeah.
So when I was younger, it was me and my mom, and we lived actually just two blocks over from where I live now. And I always thought this house was weird. I got the chills constantly. And of course, in my mind, I'm like 13 years old. I'm just like, paranoia. So I heard weird things all the time and kind of just brush it off because I'm a kid and I don't want my mom thinking I'm crazy. A couple of years ago, about 2 years ago, and I was moving into this house close to where I was, I told her how I felt, like the weird things that were happening going on. You know, I would see things that were, I never saw them like actually move, but I would notice that, you know, the next day something wasn't where it was. And I always kind of wondered what was going on in that house. And I brought it up to my mom, and my mom just like turned white as a ghost. And she's like, I really hoped you never noticed. And she started telling me stories. She's like, I would be making breakfast, and also, and next thing you know, eggs on the other side of the countertop would just fly across the room and smash everywhere.
Oh shit.
She'd be down in the garage and tools would just like pick up and hammers would just throw across the room. And of course, my mom's not super superstitious or anything like that. And then to see her face or reaction and how she was with that.
She's just a little stitious.
Yeah, she's just a little stitious. Yeah, basically, yeah. And it was crazy to think about because I thought, you know, I was younger. I'd be high sitting there and all of a sudden something crazy would happen. Stupid, you know, noises. And I'd be like, oh, shit. I'd be freaking out. Then here, come find out, it wasn't just because I was high. It was like the house was actually haunted. So she did some research, and apparently, from what she told me, this lady pretty much killed her husband in the house.
Oh.
And that's why he would get mad and like throw breakfast stuff across the room and tools across the room, because he got killed somewhere in that house.
Oh, see, yeah, it's a poltergeist, angry spirit.
Yeah, you know, taken too soon. He's lingering, upset about what happened. Probably upset that there's new people in his house, right? He's resenting the fact that, like, his life was taken or shortened, and he's hanging on. And every so often, he musters up the power to chuck a hammer. That's terrifying.
But no, he never, like, never hit anyone. It was just, like,
limp-wristed.
Yeah. My mom she said she never felt threatened by it. She never was, like, scared.
Why? Like, how could she not be?
That's what I said.
He's throwing
apparently
hammers.
My mom was stealing my weed.
Your mom's a badass.
Yeah.
Fuck.
Yeah. She must have been smoking what I had, even though I was freaking out. And she just nonchalantly, she's like, I don't think he was a bad guy. I'm like, Mom, he would throw hammers across the garage. Like, as a ghost, that's probably not a good guy.
Yes, bro. No, not a great guy.
Yeah. And then you find out that, I mean, he was murdered. So it's like, was she insane? Maybe was he just kind of like an asshole?
Yeah, that's like, hard to know the full story in that scenario.
Yeah, and there wasn't much to be found, like a background of, was he a drunk? Was he an asshole to his wife? Or was she just absolutely batshit?
Any word of the wife now? She's still serving a life sentence or something? Did you ever look that up?
She was, I think when we moved into that house, she was probably gone for about 20 years.
Oh, yeah. So long, long ago. Old.
But my mom was certain that it was him.
Interesting.
Like, it wasn't her. She was never once skipped a beat and said it was him. So, I don't know. It was crazy.
Yeah, it's wild.
Now, my one follow-up question is she still in that house?
No, we lived there for a very short amount of time. I didn't know why we were in and out so quickly, and it wasn't until we had this conversation. She's like, yeah, I didn't want to live there anymore.
Yeah, it was a little haunted. I was going to say if she's still there, I was curious to see if things have gotten progressively worse. Or if this thing has slowly over time, like, lost some of his power or whatever, or has slowly, you know, left this earthly plane.
And I'll be honest with you. We only live about a 5-minute walk from there now. And we've walked by the house, you know, out there trying to get some steps in. And I've thought about going up and just trying to, like, oh, hey, I lived here almost 20 years ago now. Like, do you guys ever see anything suspicious? But I don't know if it'll be, like, I'm the creeper that just, like, walks up and, like, hey, I live here. Well,
as long as you don't go at night.
Oh, I don't even want to go.
Yeah, if someone came and knocked at my house and was like, hey, you have any haunted issues? I'd be like, no, but thanks for that, asshole. Now I have to sleep here.
Yeah, we
what do you mean haunted?
But, like, my cat back then would, like, jump up on the screen door and climb up the screen and try and get out of the house at night, and would just lose her shit.
Yeah, my cat does that.
Cats are fucking just weirdos, though.
Yeah.
Well,
cats are wild cards. You can't hold anything a cat does as any evidence to anything. They're no one knows what they're up to. They're the minds of them of their own.
Oh no, I like dogs, but.
Dogs, Hell yeah.
So I had a real quick other story, I won't keep you guys much longer.
Sorry, we got to...
If you have time, no big deal.
We try and limit to one story per caller per week, but save that one and call back another time.
All right, sounds good. I appreciate it.
And give us your name one more time and where you're calling from. You're it's calling Kyle from Cincinnati. What was your name again?
Kyle from Cincinnati.
Kyle. Awesome. Maddie.
You guys have a good one.
Okay, yeah.
Cheers, perfect. Brother. Thanks for the call.
Cheers, brother.
Cheers.
Thanks for that call. You're terrifying.
But just a casual poltergeist.
Something kept rolling around back here.
You got something? You got something rolling around?
I can't wait to talk about. We'll talk about something rolling around. We'll tell everyone that like our Airbnb we stayed at when we were in Austin, Texas, a little bit haunted. Zell, wait till you see some of that footage I filmed of when it was overnight.
I felt stuff as soon nightmares. As we walked into that place, I knew. I was like, this is fucked. I'm getting an echo. Do you have speakers on or something?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Me? No. Yeah. No. Maybe my headphones are really loud.
I'm getting an echo. I don't know where it's coming from.
I don't know. Weird.
Me? No, not me. Anyways, let's bring another caller on.
Not me.
Hello, Cosmic Channels.
Hey, what's up, boys? How's it going?
We're doing pretty well. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Austin, calling from Utah.
Austin from Utah. What do you got for us tonight?
You got a doozy of a ghost story for ya.
Oh, shit. Well, let me change the music. I got to get those on here. One second. I got one called The Demon's Escape. There we go.
Very fitting.
All right.
All right. We ready?
Yep.
Yeah.
Awesome. So this happened. It was Halloween 2011. I was 17 at the time. And my buddy and I, we used to like to go explore abandoned buildings and old graveyards and stuff. And so we decided that this Halloween, we were going to go to this old graveyard that was out by an old mine in Utah, the Kennecott Mine. And supposedly it's one of the most haunted graveyards in the country. So we decided to go out there and just mess around and see what we could, you know, find. So we go out there, it's already dark. It was like 8 or 9 at night. And no one's out there. There's nothing around the graveyard for like a few miles. So it's completely dark. No buildings, no houses, no nothing. So we go out there, there's old like pioneer graves out there. It's a pretty old cemetery. And we're walking around, just like messing around. We, you know, saying like, hey spirits, if you're out there, come talk with us, come communicate with us. And we were there for probably like 30, 45 minutes. And didn't really hear anything until the very end. We heard like a little girl screaming from what it sounded like, but it sounded like it was pretty distant. And so we're like, that was weird. And the whole time I was recording the audio on my phone. So we kind of like run back to the car and I'm playing the audio back and we heard it on the audio too. And it sounded like it was saying something, but we couldn't really make out like what it was saying. And so we're like, oh, that was weird, but whatever. And then we drive back to my house and my parents were out of town. So it was just the two of us there and we're like blasting music. We're getting ready to go to a party. And so we're just like hanging out in the house, eating food. And I was going to go down to the basement to grab my jacket and the basement door was closed. And so as soon as I go to reach for the doorknob, I just hear something pound on the other side of the door. Like it sounded like something like punched the door. As soon as I heard the noise, the door flew open. And the stairs going upstairs are right next to the basement door. So the door flies open super hard and it hits the stairs. And then it hit the stairs hard enough that it ended up like closing itself, if that makes sense. And so I jumped back and I'm like, what the heck happened? And my buddy was sitting on the couch and was freaking out too. Like, what was that? And I was like, I don't know. It was something that hit the door. And so I still had to go get my jacket. So I ran down in the basement, got the jacket, ran upstairs and we booked it outside or we tried to go outside. And as we get to the front door, I made sure it was unlocked and everything. And I start pulling on the door and the door wouldn't open. Like it just wouldn't budge. And so I'm pulling on it for like 10, 15 seconds and nothing, like it's not opening. And so my buddy, like we both are trying to pull the door open together. And it wasn't just like stuck when we both tried opening it, like we could open it, but it felt like something was like pulling against it. So we'd open it a little bit, but something was like pulling from the other side. And so we finally, it took us like 30 seconds to finally get it open. And we're like pulling with all our might. So we finally get it open and we run outside and we're just like standing in front of my house, looking at the house, like what the heck is going on? And so my buddy, we were going to go in his car and he had left his keys in the house. And so we're like, oh, like we got to go back in the house. Like, oh shit. So we go back up to the door and the front door was locked. And so we go in through the garage, we get his keys, and then we just like book it out of there. And I came back later that night. My parents still weren't home, so I was home alone. And I just couldn't sleep. Like, I was hyper wired and like freaked out. So I had every light in the house on, like all the TVs were playing. And I was just like doing random things to keep my mind occupied. Like, I was like cleaning the house. So I went to take the garbage out, and I take the garbage out, go up back up to the front door, and the front door was locked again when I went back up to it. So I decided to test it out. And so I like went up to the front door and would go in and out like five different times. And each time that I left, I'd wait like 30 seconds and then I'd go back up and the door would be locked. And so I got super freaked out, called my buddy and had him come pick me up. And I went and slept at his house. And that was the last thing I ever experienced, but it was super freaky.
You had a physical force holding a door.
Yeah, that was, I mean, the physicality of it, like, not, it wasn't just like seeing a ghost. It was like interacting with my freaking door, you know?
Fuck.
And the door, like, normally not sticky or anything?
No, like, I even checked the bolt too, because I was like, maybe the bolt is what's sticking and like not being able, like letting me open the door. But we were actually able to pull the door a little bit. Like, it felt like we were playing tug of war, basically. Like, we'd pull the door and we could see outside like a sliver, you know, but it would just like pull it back. So no, it wasn't like a sticky door. That door never really had any issues that I remember anyway.
Is it a wooden door or just like an exterior door?
Like a standard exterior door.
Solid. Just because I was trying to, I'm trying to cross off if there was a chance that, you know, maybe it was a humid night and it for some reason freakishly swelled up, just happened, right? But I'm like, that'd it doesn't a, sound that like that, especially right. if it's the exterior.
That'd be a tight, like, that'd be ridiculous if it squid swelled that
much.
It
was like a hollow metal door. So exactly. Like, yeah, definitely wouldn't have swollen up.
Yeah, okay.
So we have a physical.
Well, just because, yeah, I know. That's
in old houses, yeah. If you had like a full wood frame with a wood door, and it was a humid night or a humid week, yeah, it might swell to enough where you have to like kick the door to get it open, kind of thing. But
you would right. know it's not like it would be that would be it wouldn't just happen like one or two times at night. You would have that, and you'd be like, God damn
this
it,
door, yeah.
And it would be annoying until it like you know shrunk back up. So it's like the fact that this happened that one night in those instances is very.
Was there creepy. Any? Did you notice any markings or marks on the door or surround?
Never checked for any markings or anything like that. Well, so my family's religious. So like I told my dad about it when he got home and he like blessed our house and everything. And so we never experienced anything in the house after that. Like I had other experiences outside of the house, but no markings, like nothing else happened apart from that one night inside our house.
Sounds like you got lucky. It didn't attach itself to you, whatever it was.
Yeah.
Before we let you go, what's your theory? What do you think?
I definitely believe in, like, I guess you could say, like the other side or ghosts or whatever you want to call it.
Right.
I've had enough experiences with it myself, like going out and exploring abandoned graveyards or abandoned buildings or whatever to deny that is something that exists. I don't know if I can just like say as easily like, oh, it's just a ghost. You know, I don't know exactly what the other side or what ghost means, but I know that there's some other force, I guess, that is there that, you know, interacts with us. And so that's my theory, I guess, in the simplest terms, like a ghost or a spirit.
Right. Did you continue to go explore graveyards and shit after this event, or was that it for you?
We did a little bit, but we never invited it after that. Cause like this time we were out there like, hey, come communicate with us. And we were even like walking up to graves and we'd look at the name on the grave and be like, hey, like this dude, like come talk to us, you know? So we were like inviting it in totally. But after that, we'd still go four places, but we never got to the point where we like actively invited it to come to us again.
Probably wise.
Yeah.
Awesome, man. We're going to keep the lines rolling, but we appreciate the call.
Hey, sounds good. Cheers, thanks, buddy.
That's have terrifying. A good night.
Bye.
Nope. Oh nope. Yeah. You're trying to get out. Yeah, the fucking no. Someone's like holding something, like extremely physical force is holding that door.
Yeah, I'm not. I would kick the door so hard.
Nothing, yeah, nothing would stop me from getting out of that fucking door. Let me out of here. No.
Like terrifying. That this 5-panel door behind me swells sometimes, and if you close it, it gets stuck. And I do the same thing. It. I just like, I'm like, this door has to be open. I don't like it.
That's a wild one. All right, another caller. Hello, Cosmic Channels.
Boys, how's it going?
Doing pretty well. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hey, this is Freewheeling Seth Cornelli.
Oh, shit, man. Our skydiving buddy.
Yeah, exactly. Also, stop letting my kids listen to the podcast after I heard cum gutters. So I was like, I don't know if I'm supposed to listen to that part.
Yeah, well, you shouldn't have been in the first place, so.
Well, everything wasn't terrible, but, you know, anyways.
Well, that's the bonus stuff. That's the bonus show.
Yeah, yeah.
Anyways, what do you got for us?
All right, so I got
to. Your kids are going to have a rich vocabulary.
Yeah. All right, so I'm calling from West Virginia. I'm from Wisconsin, but I live in West Virginia for the moment. Nice. I don't know Bowmeister. I wish I did, but I don't. Anyways, so when we were moving here, my wife and I had looked at a couple different houses, and we ended up landing at the one that we live in. And the old guy that was showing us the place, like when we got to how do I put it? So it was weird because he kept kind of hinting that like they couldn't hold on to renters, which is like red flag number one
usually. Yep.
And like there was a pair of nurses apparently that had like lived here before us, and they just like grabbed their shit and fucking left, like didn't patch up holes or anything. They just like vanished. So that was comforting. When like I went to go check the basement, make sure the thing wasn't leaking and all this other stuff. My wife didn't want to go down the stairs because she had quote unquote said that the stairs were not safe, which I kind of just brushed off. But it's a 3-bedroom house, had a 1-car garage, had a basement, stuff that we were looking for. So we took it. With my job, I end up getting home pretty late at night, and I'm kind of, you know, my oldest son's at bed. My wife would be asleep. So I would sit in the living room and finish up my work on my computer and watch TV. But it'd be like weird because like where the couch sits, you can see into like the dining room all the way through to like the door to the garage. Right. And I'd always get the feeling that something was over that way. Oh. Now I have like a hook where like jackets sit. So like my mind goes like, oh, that's the jackets. You know, nothing is there. And then once spring came, I started cutting the grass and I'd find these random like kids' toys in the backyard.
What?
And they weren't my son's toys. They would just be these random, and I have a fence around my house, so it's not like random kids are just like going through my yard and dropping their stuff. So that was kind of weird. And I would start to joke with my wife that there's this ghost boy, you know, around the house, because I'd find random toys in the backyard. There's that eerie feeling over by the garage door. So that was like the joke. Then when my wife was pregnant, things got a little weirder. So she had told me that she'd see these shadow figures in our bedroom. There were these two other ones that were like, how she just describes it as like, not demonic, but like not nice either. That would kind of hang out by her. But there was this big, tall motherfucker that would like loom over me, apparently. Now, when she was telling me this, I asked her like, well, why, you know, like, what did you do? And she pulled an Andrew, and instead of like telling me and waking me up, she just hid under the covers and hoped it went away.
Well, yeah.
So this this big chattel motherfucker just hanging over me, like sucking my soul or doing whatever it's doing. So that was cool to learn that this is going on in my house. And I guess so. My wife then kind of told me she has like this. I kind of knew it. We've talked about it because we like paranormal things. Where she can sense feelings. It's not like she can see like dead people, but she can sense, I guess, energy, you would say.
Okay.
So she's kind of telling me this, and she would talk about how I used to joke about this ghost boy. Well, this fucking, apparently there was like a ghost boy that goes from like the front door to the back door, like where I had that eerie feeling like a year before. That was cool. And when my youngest son got a little bit older, he would point to corners and just start laughing like little kids do. I brushed it off. But when then he started saying like a word that sounded like kitty, I was like, cool. All right, now we have a ghost cat. Like, that's awesome. Right? Yeah, wait till your kid starts doing that there, though. Anyways, the creepiest thing that has happened in this house that like I can't explain is my son is almost two, and about a month ago I had some people over and we were all kind of talking. He points to the front door and says, boy, and then yells, get out of here, something close to it, because you know he's almost two. And I was like, what the fuck?
Grounded.
Now I know Andrew would tell me to leave, but this house is like super affordable and we're gonna leave in a couple months anyways, but like, yeah, that's kind of what I got. You know, some giant shadow figure looming over me, and then my youngest son is seeing some ghost boy running around the house.
It makes me think, like, God, when you said that, like, maybe it's sucking my soul or something, that maybe perhaps these things are like some sort of, you know, we make the joke about vampires, but maybe they're not sucking your blood or life force or anything like that. But like, maybe we do just exude some sort of energy into another dimension and they just sit there and just are absorbing it. Right. That's why they're coming and, right. Maybe it's something like that. I don't know.
Interdimensional vampires.
My head.
Yeah. Interdimensional energy vampires.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, if they're not like physically harming you, but they seem to be like looming over you. I don't know what that is. Yeah. That's fucked.
Well, so when I was talking to my wife about it, I was kind of like, so she was afraid to tell me because I'm very skeptical. And I guess I had made some comments in the past that made her feel self-conscious of telling me some things. So one night we finally had a good conversation about it, and she was telling me about this. And I guess it sort of resembled my grandfather and my mom's side, who was like 6'4", 6'5". I'm 5'8", so he's like way taller than me. And so she, like, from what she can remember and what he looks like, kind of, sort of looked like that. So maybe it was like like my grandfather, maybe like watching over me, and then my soon to be born son kind of thing. But that still doesn't explain the other two not so nice things that she was seeing either.
Well, that'd be a nicer way to think about it. Just like a protector.
Yeah. Well, like, I'm kind of hoping so. Well, because we thought maybe, hold on, she's on the phone with somebody else. So we had named my youngest son after my great uncle who had died in the 1950s. So I thought maybe it was him, but he's like 5'7", and the way she described it, you know, this dude's way taller, so there's no way it can be him. But she also like said that she feels his presence in the house too. I don't know. Again, this is all like secondhand information, because I don't feel any of that stuff. I don't know.
Well, you know what you gotta have to do for us? You got to convince your wife to call in next time.
Oh, I would. She's on a damn phone with her grandma right now. But anyways, yeah, next
Cosmic Channels.
Yeah, I would like to hear her version of what. I'm always interested when people say like they can feel like the like an energy or a presence. Explore that more. Like, what do you mean? Like, what do you get? Is it a sense, like a physical sense? Is it something you think about, or how does that happen? It's cool.
Oh, for sure, boys. I'll definitely get around to that.
All right, brother. Hey, thanks for sticking around for so long.
I appreciate you guys taking my call.
Yeah, man. We appreciate you.
Hey, no problem.
Have a good night.
All right, you guys.
It's a haunted Cosmic Channels tonight, is it not? Oh, Jesus.
I hate it. I just set up my EMF reader. If it goes off, I'm hanging up and leaving.
Oh.
That's not. I've been watching it. That's all I'm watching.
Oh, did I?
You got another...
He just hung up now. All right, should be another one coming soon. Yeah, haunted as fuck tonight. When he's like, yeah, and he says his kid, like just staring at the corner and laughing, and the boy out. And you're like, fuck.
It's weird. I got a buddy who's got a 2-year-old who says something like some weird shit. No, she's like 4 now, but I guess when she was like, yeah, 2 and 3, she would like go and be like, you're going to hell.
What?
He's like, what? Who taught you that?
Where'd you learn this shit? All right, another caller.
Look, are you like Dan and you got a trip to Thailand coming up and you want to impress the locals? Well, then you want Rosetta Stone. It's been the trusted expert for 30 years with millions of users and 25 different languages offered. It's got fast language acquisition. Rosetta Stone immerses you in many ways. No English translation, so you really learn to speak, listen, and think in that language. It's like having a personal trainer for your accent. It's convenient, flexible learning anytime, anywhere. Learn on the go with mobile app or at your desktop on your own schedule. Rosetta Stone has amazing value. Lifetime membership has all 25 languages for any and all trips and language needs in life. That's a lifetime access to 25 language courses Rosetta Stone offers for 50% off.
Sure, there's competitors to Rosetta Stone, but Rosetta Stone offers more languages and a lifetime membership. You could go over to Babbel and get 60% off, but it's not for a lifetime. That's why we're promoting Rosetta Stone today. All right, Theorites, don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. Alien Theorist Theorizing listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/today. That's 50% off, unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your damn life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/today or look for the link in the show notes. Peace.
Your Honor, we the jury find the defendant Sweet Tango Apples guilty on all counts of being the crispiest, sweetest, zestiest, most delicious tasting apple you can buy.
Order! Order in this courtroom! Bailiff, come back here. Where are you going?
I'm going with them. I want some Sweet Tango Apples too.
You love a great mystery, but not in the produce aisle. Be sure to reach for Sweet Tango, the most delicious tasting apple money can buy. Investigate where you can get yours at sweettango.com.
Yeah.
Hello, Cosmic Channels.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good, brother.
What's going on?
Not much. I got a paranormal story for you.
Yeah.
If you can get my phone off speaker.
Please do. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Boise, Idaho. And my name is Casey.
Casey from Boise.
What's up, Casey?
All right. Let's...
I've been meaning to call you guys for a while, but...
Hey, you're on now.
I'm busy.
That's all that matters.
Is my phone echoing back at you guys at all?
Seems all right.
Sounds okay. Good on our end.
I was just making sure because my phone's broken, so I can't get my phone off speaker right now. So the story, this all begins back in Reno, Nevada. When my grandma was alive, she said she always had like ghosts following her around and stuff. And she was weird. She'd get up in the morning, like 3 o'clock in the morning. And she said she would talk to these ghosts and stuff, but I don't know about all that. But I have seen those, I've seen like a shadow guy with a, looks like he's wearing like a trench coat with a hat.
Oh, the hat,
but
man.
Not like face to face, but like I'll be watching TV and like you'll see him walk past the doorway. And my brothers and sisters have seen it too. And that was just like the kind of weird stuff at that house. But then we fast forward, we moved to California, and this is when it started getting wild. We moved to this house, and then this house is like a old tiny like brick house kind of looking, you know. And when you get on the property, you just had a weird vibe. Even my cousin that was helping us move into the house, he was like, "This house is weird, man." I was like, "Oh, I know." And so we're in the house. We're there for like, I'd say like 6 months before anything starts happening. And then we start seeing the shadow guy again. But then there's, we kept having like, nothing ever happened with him. We just like walked by the, you know, you just see him walking by. It's nothing like ominous about it or anything. But the, we started seeing these other presences in the house. And this one time I was sleeping. And I shared a room with my two brothers. We had a bunk bed and then a recliner, and I would sleep in the recliner. And I just felt something grab my foot, and we had two cats, so I was like, "Oh, maybe it's this cat," you know. And I felt like something scratched the bottom of my foot, and I sat up. And I didn't see any animals in the room, and so I threw a pillow at my brother, and I was like, "Hey, can you go turn the light on, man?" I was like, "I don't want to get off the chair." I was like, "Something scratched me or something."
You're like, "Yeah, something fucking gave me a Gucci Gucci."
Yeah. So he flips on the light. My foot's bleeding. I have a scar on the bottom of my foot. I can send a picture to you guys.
Please do.
After we get off the call. And so he turns on the light. He's like, "What was that?" He's like, "Did one of the cats get you?" I was like, "No. Man, I was like, there's no animals in here." I was like, "Unless you see one." Our bed didn't have a bottom that was like solid to the ground, so they can't go under the bed, and all doors were closed and everything. So there's no animals in there. So we're like, "Oh, whatever." Well, that wasn't whatever, you know. I stayed up the rest of the night. But a couple weeks later, our brother, he was sleeping, and his blankets just get ripped off of him, thrown across the room. And I was just talking to him about this the other day. I was like, "Oh, you remember that happening?" He's like, "Oh, yeah, that house was super weird, man. A bunch of weird shit always happened there. Stuff would just, like, fall off the walls just randomly, and bats would just fly into our, like, if we had the window open, bats would fly into our room and just smack against the wall and just die and stuff." So
what?
We ended up moving out of there probably about a year and a half later.
Good option.
And my sister's... My sister's friend moved in, and she would like approach us all like cautiously. She's like, she's like, "Did you guys ever see or anything weird ever happen in that house to you guys?" I was like, "What's going on?" She's like, "Well, there's this thing that keeps messing around in the top like right bedroom. It keeps bats keep flying in. There's blankets keep getting pulled and stuff." And I was like, "Oh yeah, I'd get out of there if I were you." It's not gonna stop.
She's like, "Thanks for the heads up before I moved in."
Oh, I didn't know they moved in. They just we found out later.
Jeez, what's with all these haunted calls today?
Yeah, that was pretty crazy one.
So you see in the hat, man, shadow man with the trench coat and top hat, did you see it? Did he have like glowing eyes at all? Did you ever notice that?
No, so not that I noticed, because he would just like, it'd be like him walking sideways, you know, and then like if you see him, like he'll stop for a sec, look at you, and then just continue down.
Oh, weird.
That is creepy.
What does he want? Fuck.
I don't know. But after my grandma passed away, I've never seen the shadow guy anymore. Never had any problems with any of the spirits or anything. So I think they were just following her around, and we were just collateral damage.
Just kind of around it. So fucking weird. Yeah,
that's still terrifying.
Nope, another nope from me.
Damn. You guys got anybody else on the line? If you want a UFO story.
Oh, there's always someone on the line, but I can't see them. We're too cheap for call waiting display, so.
that's the next milestone for the show.
But yeah, save the UFO story, and please call back another time.
Call again.
All right, will do, guys. All right, enjoy your night.
Yeah, you too. Thanks for the call.
You too.
Thanks, man.
Bye. Why is everything haunted tonight?
It's weird because I'm like, now that I have all this ghost hunting stuff, like I can't wait to go back to like a house where I've had some weird experience, like my parents' house.
Start scanning.
Send some of this stuff up and see, right? And scan and see if I can get, you know, any pickup or anything of, you know, some of these instances.
You go back there, you find out your parents' house is the gateway to hell.
Well, I wait till you hear this recording, this audio recording from the Airbnb.
Are you for real?
100%.
Oh,
dude.
No, dude. That was fucking...
I was listening to it. We recorded 25 minutes of just dead air.
Picked up something weird.
Yeah, I've got to line it up with the video still to see if we get any, if it lines up with any spook, because we were recording the EMF reader. So we'll see if it correlated. But I've got about 7 hours of footage to
just
go through.
Just scroll through. That's wild. All right, yeah. Another caller. Hello, Cosmic Channels.
What's going on? It's Chris from Denver.
Hey, Chris.
What's up, Chris? You survived, still hungover, buddy?
You still survived the trip?
I'm still hungover. I'm still feeling it, yeah. No, I missed my flight that Sunday. Oh, God, that was not a good time.
You missed it? Fuck, that sucks, man.
Yeah, I was supposed to get home at, like, I was supposed to be home at, like, 9 in the morning on Sunday. And I didn't get home till 1 in the morning on Monday.
On Monday? So yeah, that was fuck. That's brutal.
Yeah, that was a good time. But yeah, so I had a story that my wife reminded me of that it's a little dream police-y, but it checks out in real life.
What? I don't know.
No, like, so... You want to telling it, and if y'all smell some bullshit, you can cut me off.
if it involves sleeping, then we'll cut you off. But go for it. Let's hear it.
All right. Well. All right. So sleeping aside, when me and my wife first got together, we were talking about like our earlier years when we were kids and shit, and. We'd talk about that every now and again. And there was a day that she had woken up and she was like, "Hey, I've got a question for you." I was like, "All right, what's up?" She said, "Was your grandmother insert adjective here?" And I was like, "Yeah, absolutely. Why?" She was like, "Because I'm pretty sure I saw her standing in the corner of the bedroom last night." Like, okay, well, like, describe her more to me. And my wife, she had never seen my grandmother up until this point. So I was like, describe her more. And not even a picture. And because we've been together,
is your grandma still
maybe a month at
this
point.
Okay, yeah.
Oh, no, yeah. My grandmother, she passed in 2014.
All right,
and me and my wife met in 2018. Yeah, no, she's all right. She's kicking it up there. She's doing good. She ain't sweating it. But and my wife had described her perfectly to a T, like glasses, hairstyle, everything. So I was like, all right, you're stressing me out. Like, what the fuck? And then, you know, a little bit more time goes on. We're talking about that. And then the same thing happens. We wake up and she's like, "Hey, I have another question for you." I was like, "Go ahead." She said, "Can I go ahead and describe you, like, this dream that I had of your childhood house, and you can tell me like where it falls?" So I was like, "Yeah, go ahead." And she described the house with about 85% accuracy. There were very minor details that she had gotten wrong, but they were like comparative to everything she got right. Those details were a drop in the bucket. And then I ended up finding a picture of my old house, and I showed her, and she was pointing out everything, because like the pictures were from when it was getting sold, so it was empty. And she was like, in this room, this is where a couch was, and this couch, and this chair, and this chair. Here's where the table was. This is where this was in the kitchen. And she had it to like 85% accuracy. And to this day, we still talk about it.
Maybe there's maybe your wife is one of those people that, you know, is more of an aptitude to remote viewing. So I'd be curious, next time you're going on a trip together at a place you haven't been, do some experiments. Get her to sit in a dark room and visualize some of the things that she might see, right? Like you could get some remote viewing experiments going to see if, you know, maybe she just has a knack
100%. Do the steps, clear her mind, visualize, write down what she sees.
She does. She loves all that meditating stuff. She'll be able to get it no problem. And for what it's worth, she also has Rh negative blood.
Alien.
So, yeah. So we're not sure. We think my daughter has Rh negative, but
the Dream Police were around the block, but they weren't. They weren't here for this call. No, so you're lucky.
They didn't show up.
I could see the lights, but they must have been for responding to something else.
That was great.
They responded to some drunk asshole on sick.
yeah. It must have been nearby. hey, thanks for the call, Chris. It was awesome meeting you, brother.
It was great hanging out with you guys.
Yeah, that was fun. All right, man. We'll talk to you.
Have a good one, man.
We'll talk to you. Bye.
Yep. Bye.
And keep us posted, Chris, if you ever do some remote viewing experiments. Shoot us a message before you go. Send us the remote viewing, what she thinks she sees. So then before she goes, then we can, you know, hold it, or let us know where you're going. And maybe we'll be the antenna. We'll look up some spots and project them to your wife.
I've actually thought about, since we did that, to maybe on the next Cosmic Channels or one of the Case Files, like bring in a segment, like I'll get an object in the studio, like place it in a box on my desk, and I'll be like,
oh shit.
And I'll be like this. I'll be like, okay, this object is in Kelowna, BC. It's at my studio, Meteor Sound Studio, blah, blah, blah. And then we'll get some call. We'll take a call and see if anyone can read it or anything.
What's in the box?
What's in the box?
What's in the box?
What's in the box?
And if you get it to an astounding degree, maybe we'll send you a little prize or something.
Stickers or something. Yeah, I think that'd just be fun.
I like that. That'd be fun. What's in the box?
What's in the box?
Genius. What's in the box?
Let's bring another caller on. Hello, Cosmic Channels.
Fuck you, I called.
Fuck you, you did.
What's going on, Noah?
Hey, this is Noah. Yep, how you doing?
Who?
What's going on?
This is Noah.
Noah who?
Who's Noah?
This is Noah Peachelin from Illinois.
Never heard of him.
Sounds new to me.
I'm new.
What's going on, Noah?
What's up? What do you got?
I've been pretty good.
Been good?
Well, I got an update on my backyard ghost.
All right.
So this is...
Go ahead.
Okay. So this happened about just around like a month ago. I should have mentioned it before, but I didn't know. Life happens. Anyhow, I'm taking my dogs out, and it's around the evening time. I want to say around in the middle of February. And I'm walking, taking them out there, and one of my dogs starts barking off at the wind because she is who she is. And so I said to her, hey, let's not bug the neighbors, okay? And all of a sudden, I hear from my backyard a male voice saying no. Now, at this point, I kind of, after a while, just get perturbed. So I kind of just looked over to the ghost, to the voice where it came from the background, and just said, fuck you. Like, I'm just annoyed at that point. And so I just try to continue going on. But then as soon as I start walking away, I stopped, looked back where I was looking, and I saw a figure walking back into the backyard from my line of view.
A figure?
Something, I'm looking at this.
Oh, no.
I can't see his face, but I can see it wearing a red flannel shirt, blue jeans, and some boots. I'm looking at it, and I'm watching it walk right back into the backyard, and I'm thinking, huh?
Did you say it's wearing blue jeans?
Over there. Blue jeans, a buttoned up red flannel, and boots. I'm not kidding you. I couldn't see its face, but I could see what it was wearing.
So we got a hipster ghost.
I thought it not. Yes. Anyway, I'm looking at it thinking, oh, what? So I rush right back there. I look everywhere. I look, you know, in the backyard, underneath my back porch. I have a look across the street to see if there's anybody that kind of would have came from my backyard or just went back to the house. Nobody. Not a single person was out there. I even walked all the way back around my house, back up to the front, towards the other side to see. There's nobody. And I wasn't just like taking a stroll, taking a nice little walk or anything. I was bolting. I was like speeding as well, just trying to look and see who it was that I saw, and there was nobody there.
So it just disappeared?
It just disappeared out of nowhere, and I was like, nope. As soon as that happened, I just said, nope, I know, I will take them out another time. So I took them back inside, and I didn't go out for a little while, so that's my big update for you.
What time is this at?
I would say around the evening, because this was before daylight saving time today. So this was like mid-February. I want to say post Super Bowl, maybe the 16th of February, around 5-ish, maybe. Hmm.
So just starting to get dark.
Yeah, just starting to get dark. Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah. Interesting. And how close are your neighbors to you?
We live on a corner, at the corner of a street. So we got neighbors from across the street and then across the street going down the road past the corner. So I'd say we're pretty much, if we were to go across the street, we'd be able to, but I'm pretty fast runner. So I could start looking and running as fast as I can to make sure I can find who it was and everything. But I want to tell you, I couldn't find anything whatsoever. And this figure that I saw, it didn't look like it was around my height or even. It just looked as if it was like a, I got looked as if maybe like an older figure, maybe, you know, kind of just walking past. Yeah. And I don't think it would be able to run as fast as I could have, in my opinion. I don't know what to tell you. Hmm. Just freaking me out.
Here's what I want you to do, because you've now had a couple experiences with this thing. Aside from, you know, getting some EMF readers and stuff like that, write a journal so that, like, have a journal. So when you see this thing, I want the details of everything you can remember immediately after it happens. Time, the date. Because if this is something that's happening a couple times, let's start trying to track it down and you know, suss out what it could be.
100%.
All right, I'll do that.
All right, thanks, Noah.
Perfect.
All right, thank you very much. That's awesome.
Talk to you again. Bye.
Have a nice day, everybody.
Take care.
Bye. You take care too.
The ghost of the backyard of Noah strikes again.
Yeah, the hipster. Hipster ghost.
Hipster ghost. All right, we got time for another call. Maybe two. We'll see how this one goes. Hello, Cosmic Channels.
What's up, fellas?
What's up?
How's it going? This is Chris, Charlotte, North Carolina. How's it going? Fuck yeah, I called.
Fuck yeah, you did. Thanks for the call.
Yeah. I called you guys once before, like maybe like your second Cosmic Channels episode from Charleston. A ghost story.
Fucking been around a while. Somebody
running down the stairs. Yeah, I've been listening to you guys since like 2016. I think like the first episode I listened to was the fucking pyramids, which is my shit.
That's an old one. That's an old one for sure.
Yeah. Yeah, the audio was terrible.
Oldie buddy goodie.
It was amazing.
Yeah, it was recorded in a sweaty-ass garage.
Yeah.
No ventilation.
Yeah.
No sound treatment.
You guys have come a long way. It's awesome. I've listened to all your shit. It's amazing.
Ah, cheers, brother. We appreciate
it. Keeps me going. I appreciate you guys. I wanted to share one other story with you guys. So growing up, my parents were members of a ranch. Like you'd be members of like a country club, they're members of this ranch, right? So we go and visit it every once in a while.
Right.
And so like one of my last times going there before I moved back east was when I was about 15 years old. And I was playing a lot of sports. Like I was always on like at least 2 soccer teams at the time. But it was just my dad and I who went. And we stayed in this cottage, one of the first cottages built around the hot spring pool. Yep. And we went to bed. It was just he and I, and it was a small cottage, so it was like king size bed, and had like another room, like a common room, and then a bedroom and a bathroom. That was about it. And in the middle of the night, I woke up. I wasn't dreaming when this happened, but I woke up. I was wide awake, had sleep paralysis, but this is kind of common for me. So I was aware of what was going on. Wasn't really scared of having that. But when I woke up, there was like a shadow standing at the foot of my bed, or foot of our bed, because we're both in the bed. So I'm freaking out a little bit because I'm trying to wake up my dad up, but I can't move. And then as this is happening, over maybe like a few, like 3 or 5 minutes, became 3 figures, and then one next to me, and then one next to my dad, and I still can't move, and I'm freaking out. I'm trying to move as hard as I can to wake him up, because, you know, it's my dad, I'm 15, but old enough to know what's going on, and I'm still freaking out and trying to wake up. All of a sudden, I can move, and I start kicking the shit out of him. And to the point where when he woke up, or when, the next day, he had a lot of bruises on his legs. But I woke him up, and he's freaking out because I'm freaking out. And we end up searching everything in the place and don't find anything. But it's not until about a year ago, talking to my mom and telling her this story, because he passed away like 10 years ago. But I told him this story, or told her this story. She's like, "You never told me this story." I'm like, "Well, I mean, it was just dad and I didn't feel like I needed to share this with anybody." And she started telling me, "Well, you know, this cottage, or the whole place, is built on an Indian reservation." I'm like, "Well, I didn't really know that." And she's like, "This has been in litigation, them trying to get the land back from the people who bought it for about 15 or about 20, the past 20 years. So this happened about 25 years ago. And they've been trying to get the land back that they sold to these people. And this is one of the first cottages built." And so when she tells me that, I'm like, okay, this could be something more than I think it actually is. Or thought it, I mean, I was a child then, or 15, you know, I'm a child. But now it's like you look back on it and you're like, well, this could have been a little bit more than that. Because, like, I still remember it vividly. I'm 41 now, but I was 15 then, and, like, I was, you know, I can still see it clearly. And it's not something I've forgotten at all. And
stuck with you.
And it doesn't freak me out now, but then it freaked me out. And then just thinking about it, I was like, well, this might have some correlation with them taking the land from them. I mean, they had like burial stuff on the grounds and whatnot. And it's like,
this is a horror movie.
Obviously, they wanted this is to a horror movie back.
Waiting to be written.
Exactly. And it's like,
I'm curious to know, have you had any other bouts of sleep paralysis throughout your life, or is this a one-time thing?
No, I've had it like my entire life. I mean, not so much like in the last like 10 years or so, but probably up through college and whatnot, you know. So, I mean, I don't know if it has any correlation with like, I don't play that many sports anymore, or not like I used to, but I mean, I don't have it as much anymore, but when I do have it, like I know what's going on. I just kind of chill and wait till I can start moving again. But but back then it was still common for me. So it didn't really freak me out. But what freaked me out was seeing one shadow at the front of my bed, and then three, and then four and five. And then it was like, all right, this needs to stop, you know? And then I was able to finally move. And then I just started kicking the shit out of my dad's legs to wake him up. And he woke up pretty quick. And he's like, what, yeah. what? You know, I was like, there's people in here. Yeah, it was a crazy situation. But then, like, my mom telling me about terrifying. How the Indians are trying to buy back the land. I'm not entirely sure what tribe. It could probably be looked up pretty easily with Warner Springs Ranch. Just Googling it. I haven't done that yet. But, that's basically my whole story. So I didn't really waste you guys' time. I just want to bring that up.
Awesome, man. Thanks for the call. That would be a terrifying thing to wake up to, for sure.
It was a terrifying experience. Thank you, Zell, and thank you, Brendan and Dragon, and
Craig. And
you get it in, Craig. Yeah, Craig. Sorry,
Mana, and many names.
Brandon. I mean, I remember in the beginning, bro. Like you reminded me a lot of myself because. You couldn't even remember the episode you were on before, which is awesome, but also not awesome.
Nothing's changed.
No, I lost it. I feel you're not slurring so much, you know. I might be a little bit right now, but I'm super
I've learned to enunciate a little more.
Yeah, we give him some mouth exercises before we start recording.
Not so many meat draws like right before you start.
Doesn't handle those too well anymore.
Sometimes, but
right, we're getting older. All right, brothers.
All right, have a good night.
Well, I appreciate it. You guys have a good one too.
Cheers.
All right, cheers. Peace.
Take care, buddy.
I was a nice guy, so I didn't want to hang up on the sirens on him. But
yeah, that's the thing with sleep paralysis, though. Like, it's one of those things. It's a freaky thing, but a lot of people experience the same, the shadows that just loom and, you know, they crawl on you and all this stuff. And it's weird, but a lot of people experience that.
Why?
We don't know why. Maybe you are in that scenario,
like you're between awake and sleep and you're like, you're in a different, like you kind of are privy to a different realm. Like you're seeing these like fucking
beams, or the veil's a little thin.
All right, we got time for one quick call. We're gonna wrap this one up. Here we go. Let's bring this person on the line.
That'd be good.
Right. Overtime on Cosmic Channels. All right. Hello, Cosmic Channels.
Hello. This is Ashley calling from Ontario.
Ashley from Ontario,
what's going on?
Shaking. I'm literally shivering. I'm turning into soup.
Is there an immediate ghost or poltergeist, demon, or anything scaring you into this, or why are you shaking?
So actually, like 10 minutes ago, while I was on hold, a bottle cap hit my roommate in the head, and like I'm kind of afraid. I don't know. I'm kind of scared. That could have been part of the shaking. Not sure. But I do have a story about paranormal activity and slight child neglect.
Let's hear it.
Okay.
This is overtime.
There's no rules on
Cosmic Channels overtime.
There's no,
I'm a wee lad. You know what I mean? Ages of maybe seven, eight and a half, something like that. But so my mom left me in the bathtub to go to the store to get me a milkshake because I was really obese as a kid. And I was like, Mom, you know, I need a milkshake. One of those really important things.
Wait, hold on.
Hold on. Your mom left you in the tub to go get you a milkshake.
Hold on. But you said you were about seven, right?
I was seven or eight.
Did she leave you in the tub because you physically couldn't get out of the tub? Like, you were old enough to get out of the tub if you wanted, right?
I was a fat little fuck, okay? I wanted a milkshake. I was like, Mom, you know what I mean? It's either my son, I'm going to drown myself. And she was like, okay, you're getting milkshake.
Okay.
So I didn't drown. Like, So anyway, so I'm in the bath and I'm alone and she's at the store and we have one drawer that would make noise. Hope I said the right drawer that like would make noise if you open it. It was the cutlery. So like the knife drawer, like the fork drawer, whatever. So I'm in the bathtub and I hear the door open and I'm like, fuck, sweet. Let's sit down. The mom's back. Awesome. And I'm like, Mom. And I hear no answer.
Sloshing
I'm
like, around.
I'm free-willing myself. Basically. I'm submerged. I'm like, and it was like,
the whole bathroom's the splash zone.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I didn't say, yo, Mom. I was like, mother, please, are you here? And I got no answer. And then I hear footsteps.
Milkshake, come on!
I hear the one fucking drawer open. The goddamn knife and cutlery. I'm losing it. I'm sitting there, like, you know what I mean? My face is for sure going red. I'm probably, like, reading the Bible. I don't know if I could read at that age. Actually, I was a slow learner. But I'm like, freaking out. I hear the knife door open, and then I hear it close. And then I, like, get out of the tub, and I put on, like, a towel, and I, like, slowly walk out, and nobody's there. And nobody is there. The door is still locked. I don't know what happened. Like, I was in subsidized housing, so it could have been, like, that was scary enough, you know? I don't know if you guys know what that is, like, government-funded houses.
Yep, sure. Yeah. Yep.
But, so I ended up just, like, unlocking the door and sitting outside in a towel on the front steps until my mom came home. And if you have more time, I have, like, another story that kind of correlates with the house.
Wait, so you did get the milkshake in the end?
Oh, I did, yeah.
Nice.
Like, I had to sip it really, like, slowly, though, to cope. I was like, gotta let it go down smoothly.
Was it one of those things where you had to have a couple chugs of the milkshake before you could get what was bothering you out?
I was sipping. I was like, man, I'm like telling the story.
You're like, holy, I'm fucking stressed. I need some of this sweet, sweet cream. Icy cream. You don't know what happened to me, Mom.
I was like, Mom, I had such a stiff and sad day. You know, she wouldn't let me smoke yet.
Yet? I hope not.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, maybe double digits, maybe when you're 10. I was like, okay. I didn't start smoking. I'm actually scared of, like, all cigarettes and stuff like that. You ever see those smoking commercials with, like, the Camel, and you're like, I don't want that, you know?
Smart.
Kind of scares you away. But, and there's another story where, like, me and my mom were upstairs, and she was reading me, like a book, and we hear the door open, and we hear footsteps, like, go towards the stairs, and I was on, like, the top floor, and then I'm like, and then we're, like, scared because the door was locked yet again. So, like, my mom grabbed a little weight or something that I had in my room, and then I couldn't be scared. I just started laughing. I was like, what are you going to do? Like, you're going to Chuck Norris the fuck out of a ghost right now? Like, are you going to, there's a burglar and you're grabbing a weight. Like, you're about to work out. You're going to be like, I'm so buff. Like, you know what I mean? Channing Tatum it? I don't think so. But, yeah.
All right. You had me a little worried when you said child neglect, but it was just, you just wanted a milkshake.
Yeah, it was pretty comical
neglect. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was just for a little.
Sounded like your mom had enough of you having a fit. So she's trying to appease you.
Yeah, she used to give me pickle juice in the bathroom, so that was cool.
Now, with that drawer, that would happen quite often. You would hear that drawer rattle and open with no one around? Or is that just a kind of a one-time thing?
No, it's a one-time thing. Like, I heard it when my mom was cooking, and I was like, oh, fuck, sweet pot roast. But, like... I was like, well, death. Ready to die. You know what I mean? I'm not even close. Like, I'm more scared about that.
Right.
Interesting. And no other issues in that house other than...
When my mom's dad passed away once, she said that she heard, like, his furniture moving in the basement, but I feel like someone was just trying to rob her and she's lying to me.
Yeah.
It was ghosts.
You know, subsidized housing. We had a neighbor one time come over and literally steal a shelf from us. So, like, that's, you know what I mean? Just walk in the park.
Commonplace.
What? Is there a chance that while you were in the bath, someone seeing your mom left was going and stealing some cutlery?
I don't think so, no.
Maybe just a couple spoons?
One knife?
Yeah, I was like, my mom was like...
Right, needed a couple butter knives?
That's what I was thinking. Maybe I just need some toast or... You know what I mean? Cannoli. You survived off of like beefaroni back in those days, so
nothing wrong with a little beefaroni.
Hey,
time, delicious.
All right, we got to wrap this episode up, but thanks for the call. We appreciate it.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks for the call.
Okay, have a good night, guys.
Bye.
Bye.
Cheers.
That's a great ending. It's perfect.
Yeah, it's perfect. I was like, I do not know in which direction this story will go, but I am now invested enough to see. And I was like pleasantly surprised because I was like, listen, I don't want a downer here at the end of the show.
A nice little comic relief at the end of a terrifying Cosmic Channels.
Yeah. Yeah. I was when she left me in the bath. I was like,
"You get up.
You're seven. She didn't leave you in the bath. She just left you because you're seven. You can do whatever you want.
Get
you're
out of the bath. You can move around. Grab a towel. What she did.
Get out of the bath. That's what I thought when she's like, I was a heavy kid. I was like, well, how heavy was like when you get left in the bath? Was that where you were?
Are we
left?
Talking like reality show heavy here? Like,
yeah, yeah. That's what I was curious. That's
funny
what
story.
Pretty funny story. Anyways,
that was awesome. All right, that's going to wrap this episode of Cosmic Channels up. Next recording will be March 27th. Same cosmic time, same cosmic place.
That'll be Cosmic Channels 50.
We'll do something special for 50. I can't believe we've done 50 of those fuckers already.
I know, it's weird. Crazy.
All right, thanks for tuning in. See you, everybody.
Peace, everybody.
Cosmic Channels is brought to you by Big Theory Productions. The Cosmic Channels are now closed.
Your Honor, we the jury find the defendant Sweet Tango Apples guilty on all counts of being the crispiest, sweetest, zestiest, most delicious tasting apple you can buy.
Order! Order in this courtroom! Bailiff, come back here. Where are you going?
I'm going with them. I want some Sweet Tango Apples too.
You love a great mystery, but not in the produce aisle. Be sure to reach for Sweet Tango, the most delicious tasting apple money can buy. Investigate where you can get yours at SweetTango.com.